This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
It's right between the hash marks at the Dallas 46. 64 for Aubrey to end the half. 64. Boomy. Kicky. Scorey.
Oh, man.
64 for Aubrey. At halftime, the Cowboys lead 17-10.
Brad Chan with a call on this radio station. In case you did not know and you are new to us, this is your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, going 15 years strong. We got our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. This is the commercial-free expressway for the next 35 minutes, and we also have goodies at this time every single morning to hook you up with, including Rangers Brewers tickets, our best Ranger ticket giveaway of the entire season with the Rangers coming off a sweep. So listen, commercial free right here. No reason to go anywhere else in order to win those tickets and get the latest on the Dallas Cowboy drama. Question for Micah Lang on the training table. I don't know, Bobby, when you showed me the other pictures in the commercial break, that made me feel a type of way that I didn't when I first started the segment at 6:20 this morning. Just having Micah and the way he was also posing and just laying back there, it irritated me and it ticked me off. It ticked me off much more than him just laying back for what I was hoping was just for, like, you know, 3 minutes.
Yeah, look, yeah, he doesn't want to be there. Like, he doesn't want to be out there right now.
Why is he there? That's the thing I've been asking to David Mulugeta, his agent, the entire time. And that's why I want to start this segment by asking how much of this is by design. Like, I don't want to be like hot take artists and first fake headlines by saying, is this an indictment of Micah's leadership? Because even asking a question like that kind of makes my skin crawl. But does that say more about like who Micah really is and is going to be during the year if he doesn't get a deal done? Or it's, yo, man, show up and act like you're half interested. Be a little bit of a headache and a problem so that they have more urgency to get a deal done. I'm trying to figure out, like, what's by design. I'm not going to wear my jersey. I'm going to say call me to the Falcon fan, and I'm going to go out there and sit in a chair in Frisco and just give everyone the impression that I don't want to be there. Or is that Micah Parsons' natural body language?
So I think a lot of this is, look, if he doesn't show up to certain things, he gets fined. And a lot of people can go, well, you can just waive those fines when you get things done and you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It's like, unless you don't plan on getting a deal done here. And so, you know, they're not going to waive the fine. So that will just be money lost. And he's requested a trade. And I know there's a lot of people just go, this is typical Cowboys negotiation. It is not. If it changes, fine. If something changes, could they salvage it? Could they turn it around? Yes. Listen, this is not normal. This negotiation right now is not normal for them. It's not normal for anybody. This is something where this is a serious level of right now. It doesn't look like it's getting done. And so, I mean, that's it. And everybody can say, this happened with CD, this happened with Dak. No, it didn't. Not like this. There's so many other factors here that are not similar to those deals and those negotiations that have complicated this. Again, could it be salvaged? Could it turn around? Yes. But what we know right now is it doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like that. Now, he'll have to play on the option year. Like, he's here. He can either miss money or he can play. But after that, I think the Cowboys looking and go, all right, we're here into the offseason now. Let's just figure out what we can salvage from this.
Because they kept stressing the word leadership in the opening California press conference. Why? What have you not seen from him? Or they sit behind the scenes and go, you see, if that was Dak Prescott, what would he have been doing on the sideline? You know, damn sure guaranteed Dak Prescott ain't laying down on no table. If we want him to take over for Tank, if we want him to be Dak on the other side, if we're going to give him $45 million, we want to see more than that. I wonder how much they're talking about behind the scenes, as Brian Schottenheimer didn't want to comment on it afterwards and said, I'm going to talk to Micah before I talk to you guys.
Would we have a bigger problem with it if he was signed, or less problem?
Well, I don't think he would be doing that if he were signed.
Yeah, probably not. But
so, it's directly correlated.
I agree. I think it's a statement, I'm sure. But like I'm saying, if he was already signed, or if Lamb did it, signed last year, would we have the same issue?
If CD, I'm just trying to guess, if CD was over there doing it, we're not talking about it like that.
I think we would laugh everybody seems to like CD.
No, CD had a bunch of body language questions the last couple of years too, so I think it's the same discussion. I do anyway. Like, I think that's exactly what we're talking about the next day, which again, all we're talking about is he doesn't want to be there. All right, that's fine. Then you just probably shouldn't be there. Just don't show up. But I mean, like, to me, it's just he can do what he wants. It's just he's got to understand it's a poor optic that goes with it. But I think that, no, it's a little bit like saying, like, would we have as much of a problem with Ja Morant doing finger guns if he hadn't already had a gun? Well, like, I mean, it's not even a question we're talking about that. Literally, you have to have that context.
If he plays in the regular season, do we notice any difference? This is asking you an unfair guess. Do we notice any difference in his sideline participation when they're on the bench?
Probably not. Okay. I don't think so.
All right. So I thought Stephen A. Smith did a nice job asking some different questions to Jerry Jones in his hour 15-minute sit down in Frisco. He did chicken out and didn't man up after saying Jerry basically had dementia. And Bobby, you were right on that. I was wrong. I thought he would own it because I usually give Stephen A. credit for having the balls to do that. He chickened out and he didn't bring up, hey, I've been saying on the air. You know, he goes, I thought he was doing it when he goes, tell me about your health. But he did it because of the gambler cancer scare. I was like, here it is. He's going to say, I've been on the air and I've been questioning your memory and talking about your kids needing to take over and stop you from talking and making my Biden comparisons. Didn't do it. So I was disappointed in Stephen A. for that. But I do think we got some new stuff. Otherwise, we would not be playing this. This is Jerry telling Stephen A. that Micah started. He was not lured into a room, and Jerry hit his evil lair red button, and all of a sudden, the walls came down, and he was locked inside with no way out. That's the way Micah portrayed it in his trade request. Jerry said Micah started all this.
Michael came in from Saudi Arabia. Called me from Saudi Arabia. Coming in.
Michael Irvin.
Micah
Parsons. Micah. Got it.
Stop right there. We have gotten nonstop corrections of Micah to Michael, Michael to Micah. So doing the Michael Irvin podcast has thrown Jerry off. So that's why Stephen A. was confused to start off. He's calling him Michael Parsons, and he's been doing it now for about 2 weeks. That is not intentional disrespect, in my opinion. That's just Jerry being Jerry. Continue, please.
Micah Parsons. Micah. Got it.
Coming in, want to talk. Now, he says he didn't want to talk necessarily about a negotiation, but he wanted to talk.
Okay.
Jerry, can I have your cell number? Mm-hmm. I don't ever give anybody my cell number.
That is true.
I want to give you my cell number. We negotiate, we go back and forth, we come through, we go the next day, we negotiate, get it all done. I get a call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I don't want you to call me anymore. Micah, don't call me anymore.
He said
so
that
we
to
haven't
you?
Called.
Micah Parsons said to you, I don't want you to call me anymore.
Don't call me anymore. Don't call me anymore.
After calling you.
That's correct.
And well, igniting a negotiation, he turns around
our numbers,
and exchanging
and we
numbers.
Negotiate, and negotiate. Don't call me anymore.
And then he calls you back and said, don't my call. Agent, I don't want you to call me anymore.
The agent calls. He says, we need to start a negotiation with Micah. Guy says, well, we have negotiated. We'll send you over the deal. Proverbially, just keep it. I won't tell you where put it, but just keep it. We're going to start a negotiation. Okay? We've had the negotiation. Period.
Period. Now, a couple things there. Number one, I believe Jerry Jones, that Micah Parsons was like, hey, let me get your cell. I can do this. Let's start the negotiation. So that means, in my opinion, Micah did not tell the truth in his trade demand tweet. That kind of changes my mind because you had Charles Robinson, you had other agents come out and speak up. Joel Corey came on the show and said, this is a Jerry Jones tactic to kind of trick a player into talking deal under the premise of something else. Micah, let's talk about leadership. You take over for Tank. This is your team. This is your defense. Boom. Guaranteed terms. Let's talk about all that. Charles Robinson said that teams have been accusing Jerry of that for years. And I still believe that to be true, but Jerry said Mike is the one who said, yo, let's go ahead and sit down. That's number one. Number two, and this is kind of a media whisper that I'm going to unveil here for you. Jerry in that clip said, we did it. We talked. Next day, did it. We talked. I think that's very important. And the reason it's very important is part of the reason I believe Jerry Jones is really hurt and pissed off is because not only did they sit down and think they hammered it out once, I think this happened again with a second follow-up negotiation. I think the Cowboys' perspective is we sat down, Micah laid out his terms, Jerry said, I moved off my marks. Okay, he told that to Michael Irvin. Micah said, let me think about it. Let me come back with some other stuff the next day or a second time. And Jerry's like, okay. So that second negotiation also happened, which shows Micah knew what he was doing. And that has Jerry even ticked off. People have been whispering behind the scenes. Did Micah go and talk to the agent and get even more added to it? Or did Micah go and decide on himself, no, I need this, this, and this? I think that's what Jerry Jones is saying. Would anyone like to comment, or you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
All right. next, Jerry detailing, and he kept saying this throughout the Stephen A. interview. He goes, we got him for 3 years. That's his, like, number one fallback line belief and statement.
Yeah.
He's ours. He's locked in.
3 years.
He's ours for 3 years, period. Done. Whether you like it or not, here's Jerry explaining more about the offer to Stephen A.
I have Micah for 3 more years. I've got him under contract this year. I can franchise him the next year, and I can franchise him the next year. I have him 3 more years. Now, if you summed up what I'm going to pay him through what I'm going to pay him this year in those 2 years, It is much, much, much less. How about 60% of what I offered him?
I needed our Cowboy mathematicians for this. I tried to summon Kevin Hagelin on social media. Of course, Kevin rarely looks at Twitter, so he could not help me whatsoever. 6% carry to them. John Nash and the numbers flying. What I offered franchise.
What was the number you used, Dave?
John Nash, good reference.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Beautiful mind.
Russell Crowe?
Yep.
Never saw.
You've seen the meme, though.
So good. It would be probably way too much thinking for Chop. So I asked social media, hey, someone break this down for me. What's the tag, and what would the tag be for the next year? And then the offer of this and the offer of that. The number that most commonly came back to me from the Tolos, and thank y'all for the help, was about like $42, $43 million. So that's what Jerry's saying. What I offered him, much, much more than what he would be making this year and the next 2 years on the tag. So I was just trying to figure out, because we're all trying to figure out what the offer actually is. After last week, Choppy, you missed it. Jerry said, we talked years, guarantees, terms, all of it. We didn't just say, all right, here's the guarantee. And then David Mulligetta's like, where's the rest? We still have a hang up. Jerry said, no, we worked out everything.
Yeah, you're talking $40 million a year.
More.
Minimum. Yeah, minimum. But more. We're talking that.
And the most guaranteed, according to Jerry, the most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in the NFL, in NFL history.
So from that perspective, I mean, that's a legit, it's a solid offer. Now, how did it go about? You know, the agent, not the agent. That is completely different from this. But I mean, that there's nothing wrong with the offer. There's nothing wrong with the offer. There's the wrong is the process.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with the offer, I don't know that to be true. David Mulligetta and Micah can always, they have to answer that. But if that is the case, and the offer's fine, and David Mulligetta's like, no, it's just the process, then David Mulligetta, I blame him. I blame Jerry Jones up to this point. But if David Mulligetta, because I think that Jerry's being childish, putting too much in a 26-year-old sitting down and negotiating with me. But I would say that's childish on David Mulligetta's part. If the offer is fine, but no, you circumvented me. Your job is to get the money for the client on what the dream deal is. So if what you're saying is true, and it very well could be, then I blame David Mulligetta.
You know, you work for the player.
Right.
You work for the player. The player would work for you. You work for the player. You
but
do the player.
But Micah's position right now publicly, and I would assume privately now, is David negotiates it, which means at that point to Micah, it doesn't matter what the offer is. Micah's saying, I don't want to accept what has been just whatever was discussed earlier or thrown around. I don't want those to be the terms. David negotiates something. And so I would imagine David's telling the Cowboys, it doesn't matter what you think you agreed on. There wasn't an agreement. So we need to negotiate from a start.
But here's my point. Let's say that what Jerry offered Micah checked off every box of what Mulligetta wants. It doesn't matter that it doesn't matter that he didn't call David Mulligetta first. We're circumcising mosquitoes here. It's a peeing match. If what he offered Micah, check, then David Mulligetta should call Jerry and finalize it, period.
Right, but I think that...
But Jerry doesn't give his cell phone out.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Well, Micah can give it to him, you know, share contact.
There you go.
I think those details, though, the details matter. That's why they always say the devil's in the details. They used to say that about Zeke's contract. They would whisper to people, devil's in the details.
Yeah.
Devil's in the details. So I think...
And by the way, for the record, I'm assuming that it's not checking every single box. I think David Mulligetta would have already had this done if Jerry did offer Micah every single thing that they wanted. I'm not assuming that to be the case.
I don't know what the offer was. I would say that I think it's...
Some insider you are.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I think it's... Okay. I don't know on the record what the offer was. I'm going to say that I think the number, because the current number of the second most guaranteed behind Deshaun Watson is like 122 or whatever it is. I don't think it was 123. I do think it was above that. I don't think it snuck past the line. I do think it went above that.
Yeah. So like you're checking off several boxes. You're going to lose. It's very difficult. Let's just say it's the guaranteed money is beyond the 122. It's closer to 130. And it's four for, 42, 43 a year.
Because we heard four versus five was a thing,
right,
too.
It's going to be very difficult for you to kind of gain the favor of the fan base if that's the offer. If you're Micah, you're not going to win the public battle if you're saying, 42 a year and the most guarantees ever. You're not going to win the public battle against the fan base. You're just not.
Probably not. But also, it's all forgotten whenever it gets done.
Of course it is.
So if they think they can get it done at something higher, they'll get it done and people will forget about it.
I thought this was a great question from Stephen A. that we've been talking about on our show. Stephen A. sitting down with Jerry, Hour Plus in Frisco. Dude, Jerry, isn't it unfair to expect, just like Dez told us, isn't it unfair to expect Micah to walk in there and expertly negotiate with a billionaire?
I fully understand the difference in experience. Now, let me add something to this. Micah Parsons is brilliant, really.
I'm not questioning his brilliance.
He's not only as an athlete, he actually is mentally. And he is very, very, very capable. The only one that I've ever seen that really matched him, and we'll put Michael in there because we did negotiate, was Charles Haley. Maybe one of the best money negotiators that I've ever been around, and there was a player to get it done. So it is very, very possible, because just like you have advisors, they have advisors. And Micah's got agent.
Yeah. David Mulligetta, to be exact.
And that agent is within a phone call of talking about any detail that was there and was available with any detail that was there. We have agreed on how long this is going to be, and we've agreed on the amount of guarantees it's going to be.
You and Micah.
The package is the biggest ever paid a non-quarterback.
So there it is.
Yeah.
Everything agreed to. According to Jerry Jones. And then I'll play one more clip, and then our Ranger Brewers ticket giveaway, and then a loaded best and worst of the weekend with all of Choppy's tales from Michigan. He's going to talk again about Micah's team. And I think a point that we need to give some points to Jerry's side for, if this is true.
And if for one second, if I had not thought that Micah had, within the phone, right there, step in the bathroom, go anywhere you want to go, or leave and talk to him, could not have his attorneys. Hope he's got three of them. And I hope he's got three agents. And I'm not trying to, I know I sound condescending, but I'm not trying to be. There is no question that he had people to advise him.
My guess, as things stand today, with more and more that comes out, is Micah told Jerry, let's talk. Micah went in. They laid out parameters. Micah went home, came back another day with his adjustments. And in that time, RJ, I believe, as Jerry, I believe Jerry Jones believed, and I totally support him, that Micah left, called his agent, got the adjustments, went over it, go back in with this. And Jerry assumed that. So this whole thing of not including the agent, what Jerry's trying to say is, yo, man, I didn't hold him hostage. He can go to the bathroom and cheat like an SAT course and get on his phone or text his lawyers and advisors. Or when he went home before coming back, I just naturally assume he talked to his agent, and this is their list of demands.
Again.
And we agreed to it. We want to send it over. Mulligetta said, thanks, but no thanks. And now here we are.
There we are.
That's my puzzle piecing together of where we are.
Look, is it petty? Is it circumcised mosquitoes? Is it all the devils, whatever cliche you want to use? Yeah, it probably is all that. Like, you know, like just, you know, renegotiate. Like, start over again. If you want to get this done, start over. Start with the starting point. If you already agreed to these terms, now let's go, you know. Get back on the phone with everybody.
But who are you saying that to?
Well, I mean, if Jerry's unwilling to renegotiate from the start because he feels like, hey, I've already negotiated this.
Right.
All right. You know, look, your job is to get the contract done. I get what you're saying, Jerry. And then from the other standpoint of if your players agree to this, you're the agent. You're working for him. He's not working for you. Just get it done. Like, this should not be that difficult. It'll get done at 6:02 on Thursday.
I'm still leaning towards it getting done before the Eagles. That's where I stand.
That night.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm saying 6:02 p.m.
Oh, 6:02
p.m. on Thursday night.
Yeah.
During the middle of Football Night in America pregame show.
Well, that's what Dak did.
Yep.
I think Micah plays for Dallas this year, and I think he's playing somewhere else next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.